Jim Carlson is the owner of Last Place on Earth in Duluth. Carlson says reports of people harmed by synthetic marijuana are being sensationalized.
There is different strains of it. It's how much of the chemical they put in it. You know, comparing it to like a glass of wine, 151 rum, it's the same thing. If you're doing a stronger incense, you know, you want to do less of it. That's the problem, is just some people don't have control, probably do more than they should. But overall, the thousands of people that we sell it to, they just can't believe that the government's banning this.
Opponents of synthetic marijuana say Duluth's ban would mean so-called head shops would move to neighboring Superior. Now, that won't happen. Superior Assistant Police Chief Chuck Legesse says police will be on the lookout, but there are little distinguishing factors to determine if someone has smoked the substance.
The smell would not be unique, as, you know, tobacco has a smell and marijuana has a smell. We would be looking for people that are, as far as driving a vehicle or acting inappropriately, we would certainly note that they appear to be under the influence of some compound.
Beginning in 10 days, Legesse says people caught with synthetic marijuana will pay a fine of up to $500. Laura Podgornik, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.